Worship him this evening. let's sing it holy without the music. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Together once again. He's holy. My Lord is holy. Oh, holy is the Lord. To be here in his presence this evening. Amen. It's an honor and a privilege to be out in church. God bless you. It's good to have all of our home folks and all of our visitors. Just looking forward to what the Lord has for us this evening. God bless you.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory? Stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power.
Why don't you turn and greet your neighbor in the name of the Lord?
Daily his praises to sing. There's wonder.
Praise the Lord. Thankful for the blood this evening. Amen. A couple of announcements here. Lord willing, tomorrow evening we'll have youth Bible study here at the church for ages 15 to 30. And that'll be from 7:30 to 9:30 here at the church. And then on Friday evening, we'll have the youth Bible study for ages 10 to 14. And that'll be from 7:30 to 9:30 here at the church. And Lord willing, the following Saturday, this coming Saturday, October the 26th, for ages 10 to 30, single, never been married, we'll have a gym from 5 to 9 p.m. That's the Southern Indiana Sports Center. It's behind IUS. If you go to the church calendar and click on that link showing that event, it will give you the address there as well. So, and while that's going on, here at the church from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., we'll have a couples meeting. So I pray that if you can make it out for the young people and on Saturday evening, come out. I believe it'll be a blessing to you. God bless you. I have a testimony here from Sister Treasure Bryant. Treasure would like to thank the Lord for healing her bowels and digestive system. She is off all medicine for it. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Sure, appreciate a good report. Amen. I want to remember the Johnson family for traveling mercies. They'll be traveling to Colorado. I believe it's on Friday. And Brother Samson Tay is a pastor in Ghana. He passed away on Sunday. So please remember his church and family in prayer during this time. That's where Brother Billy Bempong and his wife Vivian, that were just here visiting with us from Ghana, that's where they attend. So I want to remember them and that assembly in prayer. And Brother Jackie Benton from Tennessee, I know some of you may know him. His wife passed away, so I want to remember him and his family in prayer at this time. And Sister Carol Jackson's mother passed away. Please remember their family in prayer. And Brother Truman and Sister Carol for traveling mercies. There will be a memorial service for her mother at 3 p.m. on Friday at Brother Mike Price's church in Hardy, Arkansas. So please remember the family in prayer, especially during that time. So if you have an unspoken prayer request, just make that known to the Lord by an uplifted hand. Amen. Brother Will, would you come and take these requests before the Lord for us, brother? It's good to have you here. Amen. It's good to have our visitors and our home folks. God bless you. Let's all bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord, feeling your presence here amongst us, Lord. You said where two or three are gathered in my name, there will I be in the midst of them, Father. Lord, we're thankful to be together, Lord, with those that are of like precious faith, Father. Lord, we know that you'll meet us here tonight. I ask, Lord, that the same God that moved in the days of Pentecost, the same God that moved in the days of William Branham, Lord, that you would move once again tonight, Lord. Lord, may you move over these requests, Father. Lord, I don't know each one individually, Lord, but you know, Lord, you are the great physician, Lord, and the great physician now is near tonight, Lord. May you bless your people tonight, Lord. May you anoint the word as it goes forth. Lord, there's healing in your word. There's power in your word, Lord. No other book is like your book, Lord. Your word says heavens and earth will pass away, but your word shall never pass away, Lord. Be in our midst, we pray, Heavenly Father. Lord, speak from the youngest to the eldest, Lord. We're all here just to be a part, Lord, to pull on the word, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the local body gathered together in your name. Bless us tonight, Lord. Bless your people. We're a needy people, Lord. We need you, Heavenly Father. We're not sufficient of our own, Lord, but we need you, the Almighty Physician, Lord. Be with us, Lord. Bless your people. We're glad to be in your house, Lord. In your precious name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give you glory and honor. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I got a request today for Sister Chloe to sing this specific song, so we'll ask her to come at this time. God bless you.
There is going to be
I appreciate her enthusiasm. That is not the song we practice, but it's a good one. Amen. Okay.
Joy is the flag from high. Crown the castle of my heart. Crown the castle of my heart. Crown the castle of my heart. Joy is the flag from high.
Appreciate that, Sister Chloe. God bless you. Amen. I hope you can let the Lord know that you're joyful. Amen. 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 The brothers would please come at this time. This is 124 in your hymn book if you don't know it.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Oh, Jesus, keep me from all wrong. And I'll be satisfied as long. Oh, as I walk, let me walk close to thee. And just a closer walk with thee. Oh, granted, Jesus is my
again. Good to have my brother Andrew here. I've asked him if he would sing for us.
Just a closer walk with thee. Oh, granted, Jesus is my plea. Oh, daily walking close.
Try this. It's just a little worship course. Some of you probably know it. You can just sing it with me. It's good to be here tonight. You know, you're getting old when you start getting recognized by your nieces and your nephews. I was Adeline's uncle the other day, and I'm Chloe's uncle tonight. So, now just worship with me.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. never disconnected. No, in His arms, oh, I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be.
Appreciate that, Brother Andrew. How true that is. Amen. Brother Ben, would you come with your song? Amen. Brother Trevor asked me to sing that as a congregation about a year and a half ago, and I've always put it off, but there you go. That's how it's supposed to be sung. Amen. God bless you.
I feel kind of not a little hoarse tonight, so pray for me. I've been having a deal with my throat in the past couple of days. I know you're going through the fire. It's getting hard to stand the heat. But even harder is the wondering, is God's hand still on me? It's lonely in the flames when you're counting days of pain. But the potter knows the clay. How much pressure it can take. How many times around the wheel till there's submission to His will.
Pressure me. it's gonna be okay, 'cause the potter knows the clay. He's planned a beautiful design, but it will take some fire and time. It's gonna be
amen. Aren't you thankful tonight that the potter knows the clay? Amen. Amen. Let's stand together tonight if you would. Amen. Let's sing this together. Brother Tim Pruitt was in town for a wedding and had reached out to let me know he's going to be in town. And so I said, well, if you're in town, why don't you speak for us Wednesday night? And so we're looking forward to hearing him preach whatever the Lord has on his heart for us. And certainly appreciate him and his family and the way that they've treated us. I was there in March and I had lost about 20 pounds before I went there, and they tried to put it all back on me, Brother Joshua, in a matter of about 5 days. So they treated me super nice, and we appreciate that. And Lord willing, we'll be going back for some fellowship with them in November and to Texas for some fellowship there with some of the believers, Brother David McGeary's church and the Byerleys that used to be attending here regular. Now they're still members, but they're just in a different address, so... But certainly good to be here tonight and certainly appreciate the presence of the Lord most of all. Amen. Good to have all of our home folks and the visitors as well. But let's just sing this tonight as Brother Tim would come. Oh, when pangs of death seized o'er my soul, unto the Lord I cried. Oh, till my Jesus came and made me whole. Days of old, I wrestled with my Lord. Oh, but instant with the courage bold, I stood upon His word. So now I would not be. Oh, you don't have to be tonight. No, I would not be denied till my Jesus came and made. Said my Lord was gone, and He would not even hear my prayer. Oh, but praise the Lord, church, the work's already done, and Christ, my Lord, He is here.
How many feels that way tonight? Amen. I'm not going to be denied of one promise of God. I'm going to receive everything He has for me. Amen. God bless you. Good to be here. Good to be in the presence of the Lord. And I want to just bring you greetings from my son, Brother Timothy Pruitt, and also from Brother Aaron Oglesby, my son-in-law, Brother Joe Adams that was here. They all send you their greetings and love. Amen. And also want to say happy anniversary to my wife of 44 years today. Amen. Good to have Sister Karen with us. Amen. Certainly good to be here with Brother Nathan and the church here. And my, we come by today and just looked at what the Lord has given you and blessed you with. And I'm so happy for you, so proud for you. See a lovely place that you can come and worship the Lord together. And I believe that God has a lighthouse in every area, community, and I'm so glad to see a lighthouse here tonight. Amen. Let's just talk to the Lord a moment. Father, we're your children, and we have gathered together in your name on this Wednesday night, and we just want to come together and give you praise and thanks for your goodness in our lives, for the grace of God that surpasses all understanding. And we are yours tonight, and you know every need that we would have in our lives. We know you as a healer, deliverer, savior, satisfier, all that God is. I know you want to make yourself known to us in every capacity that you are. So we just pray, Lord, tonight you'll be God to us. Lord, that we'll look say, this is my God, and we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. Bless us, Lord, as we just worship together and we look at the good things of God tonight and look into the treasures of the scripture. May you just open our understanding that we might know the hope of our calling. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. You can turn with me to Romans chapter 5, and we'll begin with the first verse. Amen. It's Wednesday night, and I know many of you got to work tomorrow, and we'll be traveling home tomorrow. We've been up here for a wedding and been in the area, went down to the Ark encounter and looked all of that over, and kind of gives you an idea of the size and so on like that. Also, they said the real testimony was that we'd realize that there's another judgment coming. And I'll tell you, we know there is a judgment coming. We want to be ready, amen, because we want to escape the things that are coming upon the earth. Amen. I believe God's got an escape for us. It's called a rapture. Amen. Amen. So let's just look here in the scripture. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. May God bless you. You can be seated. Just before the new year dawned in 2017, this is a couple of years ago, my good friend, Brother Ron Spencer, he's a fellow pastor, he had a dream. And in this dream, I was preaching in a convention, and my subject was, O thou sufferer, stand and be healed. And within hours, his family would go into some terrible, terrible sufferings with his son-in-law in an awful wreck. And yet today, by God's grace, he has recovered and went back to work. But within hours of that, and Brother Ron's mother would suffer a heart attack, and God would call her to a complete healing into a land where sickness, pain, or death can never come. And, you know, over there, they are perfectly and completely healed. There's no such thing as old age and wrinkles, gray hair. There's no one walks with a cane or needs a knee surgery. No one has to wear glasses because there is perfect vision there. Amen. And Brother Branham would see his own mother in a vision as he saw there was a crowd of sick and afflicted children, and he was leading songs, bring them in, bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus. And he saw her young, he said real young. And a great thundering voice shook the place, and words came forward and said, don't worry about her. She's like she was in 1906. And then the vision left me, and I looked to see what 1906 was. And he said, that was the year she was a bride to my father. And he said, I know now she's a bride, a part of a bride, the bride of Jesus Christ. Now, tonight, we're just going to take that little thought as we're going to speak tonight, as We look for something here to minister on this Wednesday evening, something that would edify us and strengthen us, as that would be our goal in the ministry, is to build up the Church of Jesus Christ. And so we read in Romans where he said, more than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that our suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. We know that God is aware of human suffering, and we all receive from the grab back of life. You know, we have environmental problems and hereditary problems and accidents that happens even to the best of Christians. There's one thing about it, we are all sufferers. You know, yet he sees a sparrow that falls, but more than that, God sees even our personal suffering. No matter how spiritual you are, how Holy Ghost filled you are, you suffer. It's just all a part of fallen humanity. But this was not God's original purpose. Man's sin birthed us into death, and it sold us into a life of suffering. And yet, God is aware of your suffering. Even as a parent, you know, I see the suffering that my grown and married children go through very often. And I want to spare them of that suffering. And I sometimes will do that to a fault, as many of you would do the same for yours. You want to spare a young family from struggling. You even want to take from yourself and give to them. Because we wish that we could lift up every impoverished person out of their poverty. Or, you know, it's in our heart to do so. However, it is suffering that teaches us some of the most valuable lessons of life, and it builds character and wisdom that cannot be achieved in any other way. And there is a purpose for suffering. For everything that you go through, there is a purpose for it. Now, all things that happen to you are not good, but they will work for your good. And so this is a fact tonight. You are either just come out of a trial, or you're in a trial, or you're going into a trial. Amen. Now, Brother Branham would say the same of himself. You know, even as a prophet, he was not immune from suffering. He said, 20 years ago as a boy, I found Jesus Christ dear to my heart as a Savior. I've loved him ever since. I've went through many hard struggles, as you know, all of you know and knows my life. Life hasn't been a flower bed of ease for me. It's been one struggle after another. Now, so we find from that God does not remove all suffering. Amen. So he would tell us in the Smyrna church age, and we're all familiar with this one, where he says, why does he stand by? And the reason, he says in Romans 8:17-18, if we're children, then we're heirs, and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we also may be glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. So unless we suffer with him, we cannot reign with him. You have to suffer to reign. And the reason for this is that character simply is never made without suffering. Character is a victory, not a gift. A man without character can't reign, because power apart from character is satanic. But power with character is fit to rule. And since he wants to share even on his throne, on the same basis that he overcame and is sat down in his Father's throne, then we have to overcome to sit with him. And the little temporary suffering we go through now is not worthy to be compared with the tremendous glory which shall be revealed in us when he comes. Oh, what treasures are laid up for those that are willing to enter into his kingdom through much tribulation. Now, you know, in the Bible, there was a king by the name of Saul. And Saul was elevated to being king. One day he was a nobody. The next day he was a king. But Saul had no character. He never developed any character. He was a king of the people's choosing. And the man never learned to submit himself to God. He was always exalting himself. He had no humility. He had, and yet, though he was head and shoulders above his brethren, he had no courage. He had no faith in God to face the giant and be a true leader. So when God chose a king, God chose a David, right? But he made certain that before that he was placed in that position, that he developed David's character, and so that he would become throne worthy. He developed such a character until he would so reflect Jesus Christ so perfectly until Jesus would be called the Son of David. And so the scripture is very clear. You must suffer to reign. Now remember, I'm speaking about this, oh, thou suffer. And this part right here is about suffering. And we all have our share of suffering. You must suffer to reign. It's not just character, though, that we're building through suffering. But this suffering in life, when God, in this life, when God moves and he delivers, it reveals to us who he is. And then that he can do anything and everything above that which we're able to think or ask. So you see, again, even in our suffering, we come to know God in a greater way than what we ever knew him before. Now, you may be suffering tonight with trouble in your home. You may be suffering in your marriage or with your children or with your finances, or you're suffering in your health. You know, you may be suffering tremendous grief from the loss of a loved one. Whatever it is, you're going to get through it. Amen. Amen. You're destined to be an overcomer. Amen. One thing I like about what he said about Laodicean age, he said, to him that overcometh. So it tells me that somebody's going to overcome in this age. So whatever you are going to go through to get there, you're going to make it. Amen. God has put it something inside of you, a predestinated seed that cannot be conquered. Amen. It can only be conquered by his love, but it cannot be conquered by unbelief. It cannot be conquered. Are you with me? By tribulation or trouble or any other thing, it is always an overcomer. Now, Romans 8 and 18, he said, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that's to be revealed in us. So whatever we have to do to sit and reign with him, so be it. Amen. It's not worth comparing to the glory that lays ahead for us. Now, the book of Psalms 119 said, it is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. So now, let's quote that again. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. Now, it's in those times that we learn the true meaning of the scriptures, and it becomes more than a word or a doctrine to us. It becomes our experience. When you're healed, you experience God as a healer. You're just not talking about a miracle. You are the miracle. It becomes your word of testimony. You know, like Samson, you can eat the honey out of the victory over your enemy. And that honey is the sweetest honey ever. When you have a victory and then you eat the honey out of the slain. Are you with me? Amen. So again, the word becomes real. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. And by his stripes, I am healed. Hallelujah. And that word becomes real to you. Now, James would tell us, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Now, this is what God wants for you. God wants you to become perfect, well-rounded, well-developed, and mature by the things you suffer. I want you to understand, God is not worried about what you're going to go through. That he's going to lose you. Amen. He's not worried about the things that you experience in life that you're just going to give up and quit. He knows the power of life that lays within this germ of life. Now, we know from Jesus, even he learned from learned obedience by the things that he suffered. He learned those the things from those experiences that he went through. Now, listen, Brother Branham, in possessing the enemy's gates, he says, now, he said, God brings tension into the church. For every son that cometh to God must be tried and proven and tested. He lets sickness strike you to show the world you're truly the seed of Abraham. He permits it by his own will. He permits disasters. He permits friends to turn against you. He permits all these things and turns the devil loose to tempt you. And he'll do all but take your life. He could throw you on a bed of affliction. He could turn your neighbors against you. He could turn the church against you. He can do most anything, and it's God's will for him to do it. We're taught that it is more precious than gold. So you see, Peter would say, beloved, don't be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you as though something strange was happening to you. You see, it happens to everybody. All kinds of things happen in this human life. The tires go flat. Well, I'll tell you what, my tire went flat and I'm on my way to church. I must be a real Christian. I'll tell you, you know, the devil's really after me. Well, when the guy was headed to the bar tonight, he had a flat too. You know, dealing with things of this life and cars are all temporal. Amen. Tires will go flat. Problems of this life, it happens to everybody. And the Lord didn't just look the other way. No, it happens to everybody. It's all from the grab bag of life. So I want you to tonight just to get over your poor me mentality. Amen. Realize I'm here and this is part of it. Amen. This is where that we are coming through the very hour of developing. You'll not develop over in the millennium somewhere. Right here is where your character is going to develop. Amen. Now, Brother Branham would make these kind of statements, you know, and he talked about this, and this is for somebody out here, so hold on. Amen. From flashing red lights, he said, oh God, I know, give me grace to never complain. And I want my life, Lord, I want my people's life, Lord. God, I grant that our life could be crowned. No matter if we suffer, whatever takes place, how many turns against me. I know this one thing in my life, as I get older, my friends, the stream behind me will be soon running out and narrower as I go down the road. And I know one thing, it'll come to pass that after a while there'll be nobody come to me and ask me advice. And the ones that know me in my younger days will be gone on if I shall live. And my friends will get fewer and fewer as I get older. Now, and I know that someday I've got to die. And I hope that God never lets Satan crown me as an old crabbed indifferent man. And my wife an old nagging woman. Or your wife that way. I pray, brother, that our lives will be crowned with the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, long-suffering, gentleness, patience, truth, faith, and the Holy Spirit. You know, I had an older gentleman shook my hand in a meeting here a few years ago and said, Brother Tim, 14 years ago, you prayed for me for an old crabbed spirit. And God delivered me right there on the spot. But some days it wants to come back, but I'm still triumphant today. And I just say the same thing, you know, don't let the devil crown you with an old crabbed spirit. Amen. Something that's hard to get along with, that's a poor me mentality. Amen. But let us go through whatever we go through with our shoulders back, our mindset on Calvary. Amen. Knowing that Jesus never fails. Amen, that he'll be with us in the good times, in the hard times, in the bad times. He's always there, the ever-present God. Amen. Peter would say it this way, but rejoice insofar as you share Christ's suffering, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you be reproached or insulted for the name of Christ, happy are you. For the Spirit of glory and of God resteth on you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffers or anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name. You see, in your suffering, you are to glorify God. Not be bitter, not be complaining. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares. Let me tell you, that's a lie. Amen. Jesus cares. And more than that, more than anybody else, as long as he loves you, it really doesn't matter. Amen. As long as you're loved by him. Amen. Listen, in John 6:33, these things have I spoken to you that in me you might have peace. In this world you shall have tribulation. So he warned us that we're going to have tribulation. We're going to have grief, heartaches. You know, you don't want it, and neither do I, but it's part of this life. I pray every day for God to keep it away from me. Amen. Jesus said we should pray that we be led not into temptation, but to be delivered from evil. So it's not wrong to pray that way, right? But we're not exempt from everything. And God doesn't let you down when it happens. Amen. He knows all about it. He knows what to take, what it takes to get you where you're supposed to be. So he said, be of good cheer, or take heart, for I have overcome the world. So it's already overcome for you. Amen. Now you are a sufferer, as Paul would say. We are troubled on every side. We're afflicted in every way, yet not distressed. We are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're cast down or struck down, but not destroyed. Amen. James would say it this way, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trials. For when he has stood the test, he shall receive the crown of life, which God has promised to them that love him. A crown of life when your testing days are over. So as long as you're here, you're going to be a sufferer. Amen. It would be Peter that would say in chapter 5, after you have suffered a little while, the grace of all, of the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, he will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, establish you. So you may go through some suffering, but the promise is to restore you, to confirm himself to you, to strengthen you, to establish you. So when we go through trials, you can look for God to come on the backside of the trial and restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Amen. Now, he called it a light affliction. Remember, he would say it this way, another translation, for this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. It's without comparison. It can't be compared. You can't compare whatever you have to go through to get there. It's going to be worth it. Amen. Amen. When you see him, it's going to be worth it. Amen. When you stand on the other side and, you know, all the trials of this life will seem as nothing when we come to the end of the way. Peter would say, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through many manifold temptation. That the trial of your faith, being more precious than that of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials. I'm talking to you tonight. Every one of us have been right here. We have been grieved by various trials. Amen. And you and I have went through things so that the genuineness of your faith could be proven. That you will prove in those times who you really are and what you really are. Amen. I'm looking out here tonight and I see men and women who have not bent under the pressure. Amen. They have proved that they would not break under under the pressure. Some of you have been along for 10, 20, 30, maybe 60 years along the journey, and you haven't quit. Amen. You've had disappointments and you've had hurts and injuries. Come on. You know, let me take the gloves off just for a minute and say it. Amen. But I've had people come to me and say, well, Brother Tim, I really can't trust any preacher anywhere because preachers have hurt me. I said, well, I can't trust people because people have hurt me. You know, again, we've been through all kinds of things. Every one of us have got our list of troubles that we have went through down through the road. But we're here today. We haven't give up. We haven't stopped. What does it prove? Your faith is genuine. Amen. You think you've been through something? You think you've been picked on and you just been set out from everybody else and God just just allowed you to single-handedly been picked on and you say, I'm God's child. I shouldn't have to go through this trial. Well, let me just read you about an apostle who was one of the greatest apostles, the Apostle Paul. He would say in 2 Corinthians 11, of the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes, save one. Thrice I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often. In perils of waters. In perils of robbers. In perils of mine own countrymen. In perils by the heathen. In perils in the city. In perils in the wilderness. In perils in the sea. In perils among false brethren. In weariness, in painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Hey, let me just tell you, after hearing what the Apostle Paul went through, I say, God help me not to complain. Amen. Amen. So in this you rejoice that now for a little while, if necessary, you've been grieved by various trials that tested the genuineness of your faith. That the trial of your faith being more precious than of gold that perishes, though tested by fire, may be found to result in the praise and the glory and the honor of the revelation of Jesus Christ. Peter said, you never saw him, yet you love him. You still don't see him, yet you trust him with laughter and singing. Because you kept on believing, you'll get what you're looking forward to, total salvation. Did you hear the good news tonight? Because you kept on believing, you're going to get what you were looking forward to, total salvation. Amen. What are you looking for? The change of your body, the meeting in the air. Amen. A great reunion with all our loved ones there. The hope of all the ages. Amen. The reward of seeing the sainted dead come up from the grave. Oh, brother, this is it. Because you kept on believing. Because you didn't give up. Because you wouldn't quit. Amen. Because you kept moving forward. When others were falling away, you kept on going. Amen. You kept persevering. You had a goal in mind. I want to be a part of that rapture. I want to be a part of that bride. Let me lay aside my worries and my troubles and all of these things. They're insignificant what I have to go through. I just want to be there. How many feels that way tonight? I just want to be there. God, don't let me miss it. Amen. We're going to achieve it because we didn't stop. Amen. Because of our suffering, we didn't stop. Instead of getting weaker, we're getting stronger. Amen. Paul would say, there's been no temptation taking you such as common to man. You know, whatever your situation is, it's not unique. You got bad eyes, somebody's got worse. Amen. You know, or something worse. You know, you're crippled. Well, others has had it as bad or worse. Even if you're the worst, it's still common to man. Amen. Our bodies break down. Some have birth defects. Say, my spouse died. My child is unhealthy. I can't afford a decent car. My kids can't afford the school clothes. My life is so hard. My children, I tried my best, but they still don't serve the Lord. I've been through the heartache of divorce. You hadn't been singled out. But the Bible says, but God is faithful. Amen. Amen. Yeah, what you got is common. Sickness is common. Sin is common. But you got something else that is uncommon. You got a God that is faithful to you. And that's not common to everybody. Amen. And he will not allow you to be tempted above that which you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. So God has an escape route that he has planned, that when you reach the limit, when you can't bear it anymore, God's got a way out. Amen. I want to give you some news tonight. God doesn't send you through a trial. God takes you through a trial. Are you with me? Isaiah 43 says, when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. And the flame shall not consume you. Amen. David would say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Amen. Jeremiah 29:11 said, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace. Amen. And not of evil to give you an expected end. In other words, I've got plans for your welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Hallelujah. This God has plans for you to give you a future and a hope. Amen. Oh, the suffering you're going through is not compared anything. You can't compare it to that future. God has greater plans though for you. Amen. He's got greater plans than your suffering. Amen. We read in James 5:10, he said, as an example of suffering and patience, brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Behold, we consider those blessed who remain steadfast. You've heard of the steadfastness of the patience of Job, and you've seen the purpose of the Lord and how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. Now, you see, Job was a man that even Brother Branham would remark about him, and he said, oh, what a man that God would say to his enemy, do whatever you want to him, but you'll not make him curse me. You'll not make him turn away from me. That there is nothing the enemy can do to make that can make Job to curse me or turn his back on me. Oh, he said, what confidence that God has in a believer. And wouldn't you want God to have that kind of confidence in you? No matter what he goes through, no matter what trial comes along, that nothing can make him curse God or turn around and backslide and walk away. Amen. He's going to stand true to me. Amen. What a man that God could say to his enemy. God knows who you are. Amen. Oh, Brother Brandon said, what confidence God had in the believer. I said that to a sister one day, you know, it went through a trial, and she said, Brother Tim, I wish God didn't have so much confidence in me. But God knows who you are. But God is giving you confidence in his salvation. Amen. You remember that? The joy of the Lord. Amen. About the joy of our salvation. You remember that? We talk about our salvation, the joy of our salvation. It's the joy of his salvation. Because it is not us that saved ourselves. It's his salvation. Amen. And God has confidence in his salvation. He's got confidence in the Holy Ghost that he gave you. Amen. That it'll keep you in the hour of trial. It'll keep you under pressure. That you won't be a turncoat and backslide because things didn't go your way. That you won't give up. That you won't quit believing. I know some of that's hitting you, some of you, right between the eyes. Because you say, well, Brother Tim, I had a time in my life I backslid and I've done this. But where are you today? You didn't give up. You're right here again today. Amen. Right here back again. Why? Because overall, you wouldn't quit. You inside of you that kept pressing on in spite of every condition that you went through and what the devil did to you, what church people did to you, what preachers did to you. Are you with me? Amen. You've been through a lot of hurts in your life. But let me tell you something, friends. You got a big God on your side that's got a lot of confidence in you. And he says, I'm going to have a bride without spot or without wrinkle or without a blemish. Hallelujah. Philippians 4 says, don't fret or have any anxiety about anything. I think you need to put that on your refrigerator. Amen. Maybe on the mirror when you shave in the morning. Amen. Or do your hair. Don't fret or have anxiety about anything. You know, how many of you has anxiety? Well, there's a few honest ones. Do you know that's a sin? It's wrong to worry. You're breaking the word when you do. Amen. Now, of course, you know, any manner of sin can be forgiven. Right? Except for blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. We know that. Some of you want me to finish that. But anyway, in 1 Corinthians, he says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you are washed. But you are sanctified. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Amen. But you know, a man with the Holy Ghost, he doesn't sin willfully. When you commit adultery or fornication, look at pornography, you're willfully sinning. You planned that. You figured out some way and went against your conscience, against the warning of the Holy Ghost. That's willful sin. Amen. You know what that shows? The Holy Ghost ain't there. Amen. You're a willful sinner, and there is no sacrifice for willful sinner. Are you with me? So you better get to Calvary, because as a willful sinner, there is no sacrifice for you. So if you better get to Calvary so you can get a sacrifice. Are you with me? Amen. So people who have been to Calvary, they make mistakes that are not willful. You know, they have a desire. I want to do what's right. I want to believe God with all my heart. But situations, circumstances trapped me. I didn't do it willfully, but I have an advocate. I have a sacrifice. And when I've done wrong, I can ask forgiveness. And you know, Brother Branham would often pray. He would often pray, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Amen. He wasn't speaking that he'd slipped out and went on a drunk. Or visited a bar and had his arms around a girl that day. He wasn't asking pardon for because he was on a porn site. He wasn't asking forgiveness for that. He was, you know what he's asking forgiveness for? Unbelief. Amen. Why? Because there's a war that goes on in your human mind. And Satan has access to your mind to bring fear and anxiety. Right? But you got to remember, God told you not to worry. Not to fear. You know, so many times I'm finding it in prayer lines, you know, especially young people, they got such a fear. Listen, that's not of God. Amen. And perfect love will cast out fear. And perfect love is the Holy Ghost. You get the Holy Ghost and he'll take that fear out of your life and put a perfect faith in you where you believe the word of promise. But when you realize that you're doing that, when you are fearing, when you are worrying, then you got to take that captive and make that subject to the word. You know, you're going to have that battle. It's going to be in your mind. Even Holy Ghost-filled people will worry. They'll get scared about things. They will have fear about things. Are you with me? But what you got to do is take that fear captive. Got to get that thing, get a hold of that thing going in your your mind. It's the battleground. Get a hold of it. Any high thing that exalts itself against the Word of God, and bring that subject to the Word. Amen. So again, he says, don't fret or have anxiety about anything, but in every circumstances and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite request, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. And God's peace shall be yours, which transcends all understanding, and shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Did you hear that? Amen. He said, let me read it again. He said, don't worry. Don't fret. Don't have anxiety about anything. But in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer, petition, definite request, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. And God's peace, oh, you were listening now. Tune in. God's peace shall be yours, which transcends all understanding, and it shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. When you start worrying, just go to be thinking about how good God is, how he's been with you in every battle, in every trial that you've been through, and that he's a great God, and he'll never leave you, and he'll never forsake you, and I'm not going through this alone. And that will start building a garrison around your mind to keep you in perfect peace, because you can have perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him. It's when we start looking all around and seeing all the other problems, what's going on. My wife, 4 years ago, you heard Brother Timothy tell about it, but she had a brain bleed. You know, there was another Christian sister, had it in the very same spot, very same size, never left the bed for 4 years till she finally died. I simply had to take my mind and force it back to God's Word. And the peace that transcended all understanding of what the doctor said, what the CAT scan showed, a significant brain bleed, you know, but his peace garrisoned me and protected me and guarded my heart. And I just began to speak his name. And man, I actually stood there with my children. I've had four godly children, and my son's a minister, and their spouses are godly people. And they gathered there in the ICU room, waiting room with me. And the news wasn't good, that she had this brain bleed, and it was significant, and it didn't look hopeful. And she already had lost her sight and her peripheral vision on one side. And, you know, the effect was going on and on. And I just began to talk to them and said, but we're believers. And then we have been taught in moments like this not to fear, but to believe. And I said, we're not going to fear, we're going to believe. Because that's what we do, we are believers. Amen. And as I began to confess that, it just came out of my mouth. She'll be in the ICU room tonight. She'll be in a regular room tomorrow night. And the next night she'll be back in our home again. And it happened just like I said. Amen. Now that was not just a mortal man speaking, but a man by inspiration speaking. What was it? I refused to fear. I put my mind back on him. Now, you know, if you're going through suffering, don't give up. You know, don't give up believing. Don't give up trusting. Don't go through this and just say, well, I just have to go through this the rest of my life, I guess. No, you know, when we read it a while ago, did you notice it happens for a season? And the season changes. I'm trying to get something to you tonight, because for many of you, you are in the change of a season. Amen. Well, just like we're seeing the colors that are coming out, and the cooler temperatures and the drought coming to an end that we've been in up here and all of that. It's, you see, the season is changing. You see, the Bible said for a little while. Amen. It didn't say all of your life. Amen. It said these light and momentary affliction. It didn't say forever. It didn't say you're going to be in poverty forever. You're going to be broke forever. You'll be forever in this condition. It didn't say you were going to have to suffer all these years forever and ever and ever. It said they are temporary. And I want to encourage you tonight, don't resign yourself to have to go through this forever. Amen. Philippians 4 and 4 says, always be full of joy in the Lord. I say again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considered in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He's done. Amen. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds all we can understand, and His peace will guard your hearts and mind as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, and right, and pure, and lovely, and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Amen. This is the instructions of how you're to behave in your suffering, which you go through and I'm going through. Amen. Now, Lamentations 3 says, but this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in Him. The Lord is good to those who will wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. Amen. Psalms 119, again, let me quote it to you again. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your promises give me life. That's why we go to the promises of God, because they give us life. Amen. So again, when the Psalms 34, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. The Lord is near. The Lord saves. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Come on now. We done been through it. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But that's not where it ends. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. Amen. So yes, we have many afflictions, but we also have many deliverances. Amen. So suffering is what we go through. Oh, thou suffer. We are all sufferers. But now, let's just take the next part real quick. Stand. You see, you got to rise and take action. You know, you quit sitting there in your pity. You quit letting this control your life. I'll never be better. Oh, things will never get good again. I'll never find that mercy. I'll never get the Holy Ghost. You got to quit saying those kind of things. You got to realize that there comes a time you stand. Yeah, you're a sufferer, but stand and rise and take action and quit sitting in your pity and quit letting this control your life. Amen. Yeah, there you're a sufferer, but there's coming an end to your suffering. Amen. The Bible said in Psalms 30, for his anger is but for a moment and his favor is for a lifetime. Hallelujah. In other words, I'm going to get more favor out of God than I get anger. I'm going to get a lifetime of favor. Amen. Then it says, weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. You see, it's only for the night. Amen. So, you know, sometimes nights can be very long. I've had some long nights in my life. I'm sure you have yours. Some winters can be very long and hard. But it's just a season. You know, I went up to Alaska one time actually up in the Yukon and I went up there and I saw the biggest cabbages I ever saw in my life. My goodness, they were much bigger than a couple of wash tubs. Huge. You know, vegetables and things that were growing. You know, their season, their growing season is very short. You know, but, you know, they have a very, very long winter. And I'm sure up there it seems like winter will never get over. But when it finally does and it gives way to a bountiful harvest. Amen. Well, you get bigger vegetables than ever. You say, well, Brother Tim, I've been through a long winter in my life. Well, I want you just to get ready for a big harvest. Amen. Lots of blessings. Bigger things than you've ever had in your life. Greater things. You say, not me, Brother Tim. Yeah, God wants to bless you. He wants to prosper you. He wants to prosper you in your home life, in your marriage, with your children. He wants your children to come back to God. He wants there to be restoration in your home. He wants you to have solid marriages. God wants this for you. Hallelujah. Now notice, you're going to have a bigger harvest. In 1 Peter 5 and 10, after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace hath called you to his eternal glory in Christ will restore, confirm, strengthen, establish you. Psalms 22 says, you who fear the Lord and praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him. All you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. And he has not hidden his face from him, but has heard when he cried to him. This God hears your cries. You know, it come the season for it. With Pharaoh, you know, he saw what the taskmaster had done. And he says, I heard the cry of my children, and I've come down to deliver them. Amen. So I just want to tell you, God is about to get you out of some impossible situations. Amen. I'm prophesying to you tonight. Amen. God is about to get you out of some very impossible situations. Amen. And it's time for you to stand. Amen. For God rewards those that diligently seek him. Amen. He rewards those who won't give up. Amen. And I'm telling you, you're about to be rewarded. Amen. Why? Your afflictions are not eternal. It's not forever. It comes to an end. You are forever. You're not temporary. Hallelujah. You're like a morning star. It glimmers and shines and it shouts. Why has it ever burned down? Has it lost any of its glory? I mean, in your lifetime since you've seen the morning star, has it ever lost any of its glory? Has it lost any of its shimmer or its glow? No, it hadn't lost anything. Amen. You're not going to burn down either. Listen, God said, I'm going to have a bride without spot or wrinkle. Amen. And somebody's going to fulfill that. And I just say, it might as well be me. What about you? That ought to be your attitude. Well, it might as well ought to be me. Amen. Somebody's going to believe the word. Somebody's going to stand for truth. Or somebody's going to go in a rapture. Might as well be me. Hallelujah. You're a morning star. But the devil, your enemy, he's temporary. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I said? He's temporary. You know, cancer is temporary. All sickness is temporary. Hallelujah, but you're not temporary. Amen. You'll be here shouting in glory. Amen. When all cancer is gone, whenever devil's in hell, whenever disease is done away with, you're still going to be here. Hallelujah, because the devil is only temporary, but you're not temporary. You are of the eternals. You come from God and you're going back to God. Hallelujah. So whatever trial you're going to go through, you're going to outlast it. Whatever problem you have, you're going to excel above it. Because you are not temporary. The trial is temporary, but you're not temporary. You're eternal as God is eternal, because eternal life lives on the inside of you. Brother Branham would tell us, don't you never look at symptoms. Lady, look, don't you're sitting in a wheelchair, this young fellow. That's no more to God to heal than a toothache. Not a bit of difference. Don't think sitting there in a wheelchair that you're hopeless and helpless. You're not. Amen. Don't let that negative thought ever pass through. Don't let it anchor. You can't help it from going to your mind, but don't let it stop. Hallelujah. Amen. Why, in a meeting the other day, in our revival meetings that we just had over our fall meetings, we had a little sister rolled her wheelchair up to the front and put it on the platform, said, "I'm going to let the devil ride in this from now on." Hallelujah. That ought to be your attitude here tonight. Amen. Let the devil ride in the wheelchair. Let him have crutches for a while. Let him have all the problems. Give him a headache. Amen. Don't you know you have been called to be a devil defeater, a devil tormentor? Don't you realize that you're more than a conqueror to him that loves you? Don't you realize you're not some beat down, trodden down thing? You are an overcomer. You've got God's own life on the inside of you, and you cannot perish no more than God can perish. He would tell Joshua, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Don't be frightened, don't be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Amen. He's going to go with you through this. He's been there all the time. He carried you through it. He's the comforter that abide with you forever. Amen. Ephesians 6 says, "Therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand." Amen. It's not a time to quit or sit down, retreat. Stand. Yeah, you've been a sufferer, but now it's time to stand. Amen. Malachi 4 would say, "For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant, the evildoers will be stubble. The day is coming that shall set them ablaze, saith the Lord of hosts, that it will not lead them neither root nor branch. But to you who fear my name, to you who reverence my name." Do I have anybody in here tonight that reverences his name? "The Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out leaping like calves from the stall." Hallelujah. Those of you who have kept on believing, I'm telling you, you've been cooped up long enough. Amen. It's time that you have your Miriam dance and realize tonight your enemy is defeated. That you're more than conqueror through Jesus Christ our Lord. Are you with me now? Amen. Isaiah 41 says, "Fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed. I am your God." Oh, I get the feeling real good right here. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous upright hand. Amen. This is Almighty God talking to you. Amen. It's the scriptures speaking out to you. You know, Peter was in an impossible situation. He was about to be killed. When Herod was about to bring him out on that very night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers. He was bound with two chains. The sentries were before the door guarding the prison. They weren't going to let this guy loose. And that may be the way you feel tonight. Maybe it seemed like you're surrounded. Maybe it seemed like the enemy's got you really tied down. But you know, there got to be a group of people started praying to God. Amen. And behold, the angel of the Lord stood next to him. Hallelujah. Oh, you say, "I wish that would happen to me." Well, let me tell you one. The angel of the Lord encamps. Hallelujah. He encamps about those that fear him and delivers them. Is that right? Amen. Brother Branham said that day when Gehazi's servant looked out and saw, you know, they were all surrounded and with chariots and horses and so on of the Syrians. And he said, you know, he woke up the old prophet and said, "Oh, you know, we're all surrounded." And the prophet looked out and he said, "Yeah, but there's more of us than there is of them." Amen. And then he said, I don't know what you're talking about. Don't you see all of that army?" He said, "God opened this boy's eyes." Now, Brother Branham said, God did not bring angels down. He said they were already there. He just opened the eyes of his servant to see what was already there. I'm telling you tonight, angels already here on your behalf. That this God has never left you alone. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. His angels are present with you. Amen. To bear you up, lest you should dash your foot against a stone. Amen. The angel of the Lord stood next to him, and a light shone in the cell. And he struck Peter on the side and woke him up and said, "Get up quickly." And the chains fell off his hands. And the angel said, "Dress yourself, put on your sandals." And he did so. He said, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me." You know the story. He led him right out of the prison. Amen. Come on. Amen. You said, "Brother Tim, I wish that would happen to me." Well, I tell you, there's an angel in the pulpit tonight. Come on. Striking you on the side. Giving you scripture after scripture after scripture. That is trying to strike you and say, you know, when you stand, your chains will fall off of you. You're worried about the chains. You're worried about being held captive. Quit worrying about all of that. Just take your stand on the word of God. Say, "I am God's child. I am redeemed by his blood. He's my God and I am his." Come on. And when you start standing, your chains then will fall off. Hallelujah. So let your faith rise. Amen. Remember, we're reading all these scriptures because our comfort in our affliction is that his promises give us life. Stand up. Quit laying down. Maybe your sufferings has got you down. Get up. It's just a light affliction. It's only momentary. Get up. You mean, you know, "Brother Tim, what do you mean? Stand in my seat?" No, I'm going to show you how to do it. Here's how to do it. Let me read from the prophet. The only thing you can ever get from God is by faith. And if God reveals to your heart and speaks to you and gives you deliverance here, don't you never have no kind of a testimony, only that he healed you. Because if you do, if you one time testify to the other side, the negative side, it'll come back to you worse than ever it ever was. And just remember, if you don't accept, if you can't accept it on those bases, don't come at all. See, don't come at all, because it would be embarrassing here before the audience anyhow to be told that. So don't come at all, because the Bible said go and sin no more, or worse thing will come on you. You say, "Well, that's me though, Brother Tim. I've had a testimony and I just couldn't help it. My faith wavered and I lost the victory." Well, you know, I still wouldn't throw in the towel. I know a man who walked on water twice. Hello. Amen. He walked on water the first time and his faith wavered and he failed. But that wasn't the end of him. And Jesus didn't let him drown. This Peter, he didn't walk on water once. He walked on water twice. And I want to tell you tonight, if you've fallen and you've been sinking and you started out and now you're drifting, falling along, don't stay there. Amen. You can walk on water the second time. Amen. Remember, Brother Branham talked about in the binding of the serpent. You know, it was a terrible serpent. It was like a mamba, instant death. He was told you can bind him. Amen. And then he was told you can loose him. Now, why would I ever want to loose the devil? You don't. You can bind him and have him remain bound. But just as sure as you have the power to bind him, I want to say it, you got the power through unbelief to loose him. Brother Branham was told you can unloose him. And so he said, "That I might know that I can unloose you, I loose you now." But he didn't let it go bite a dozen persons, did he? No, he didn't let it run free. Just as soon as he saw it wiggling a little bit, he said, "I bind you again in the name of Jesus Christ." Amen. So I'm telling you, yeah, if you could bind him one time and he got loose, he can be bound a second time. What am I telling you? Never give up. You're an overcomer. Amen. You can bind him again. Amen. So he said, remember, he can never do nothing for you. until you first say that it's done, that he's done it. Believe him and accept it. Testify of it. You know, did you know that? Take your stand, in other words. He is a high priest, what, of our confession. Hebrews 3:1, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession on our confession. See, we got to believe it, accept it, and confess it. And he's before the Father to make good anything that we confess in the redemptive blessings, of course. And Jesus said, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, it shall be given to you. Is that right? Verily, verily, I say unto you, if you should say to this mountain in your heart, be plucked up and cast or removed, and don't doubt, but believe in those things that you say shall come to pass, you'll have it. Whatsoever you confess. So if in your heart tonight, if you're dying with heart trouble, if you got cancer, if you with the appropriated faith, if you believe with all your heart, just something anchored in there, so I believe Jesus Christ. I believe him with all my heart. And now I accept him as my healer. And I believe that he heals me. And from your soul, believe that, then say, I'm healed. And he said, let the weak say, I am strong. And just say in your heart, I am now strong. I have now accepted Jesus as my healer. And never have a negative testimony about it anymore. Now that's how to take a stand. Amen. For he said, God's word will defeat Satan anywhere, any place, any time, under any condition. Are you with me now? This is what God's word will do. And he said, he told us to quit talking the devil's language. Amen. He said, it's a strange thing. He said, this is so much thought of today. They said, well, I'm weak and my faith is not very much. And I'm not a very good Christian. That's what the devil wants you to say. Amen. You are just talking his language right then. You must never say that. Don't never let your testimony be negative. Let it be positive all the time. I'm saved. I believe God. I have him in my heart. I believe him with all my heart. You believe divine healing all my heart. Amen. Never let a negative thought come in your mind if you can help it. And when it starts, don't entertain it. Amen. So, well, I can't help the thoughts from coming. Well, then be like the farmer said, he couldn't stop the birds from flying over his place, but he could sure stop them from roosting. Amen. Oh, my. I said, you go right on and say, Jesus Christ is my Savior. All things are mine by God, and I'm going to keep them, and I'm going to testify. And God can only bless you as you confess that he's done it for you. Hallelujah. You say, well, I come to the altar, Brother Tim, and God did a little something in my heart, but I don't know. I tell you, I'd start confessing right there. I'm a child of God. I have made my start. And if I need more, he's going to give it to me. Amen. The devil said, well, you ain't got the Holy Ghost. That's all right. I'm going to get it, because no good thing will he withhold from me. God wants to give me the Holy Ghost. Amen. He wants me to be blessed in every way. Are you with me now? Healing is not something you just say, well, I believe it, I believe it. He said, that's all right. That's the best you can do. He said, I see it. I believe that. I accept it. And if you accept it on those basis, he said, then keep saying it over and over. Say it out loud. Say it over and over. Just keep saying, I'm healed, I'm healed. Say it until you actually believe it. And when you believe it, then it's going to take place. Don't have a negative testimony. So stand. That's how you stand. Amen. There was a little woman he talked about, you know, that he was in Germany. And she was crippled for 15 years with arthritis. And so he sent her a handkerchief. And that he had prayed over. And she got this prayer cloth. And it instructed her, said, call on the elders of the church. There's a neighbor, somebody that's a believer. Call the believer. Confess your faults. Ask God to forgive you of everything you've done. Then put the handkerchief on the underneath garment over your heart. And then believe. This little woman got the prayer cloth. She repented of all her sins. She followed the instructions just exactly down to the T, what she was told to do. And she took it and pinned it to her dress there. And then she put her hand over her heart and said, now, old man devil, you've been in me long enough. Get out. And she started walking. Marie slipped out of the wheelchair. And he said, it's just that simple. Amen. Amen. It's just that simple to believe. So yeah, you're a sufferer, but stand. Start standing on the promise. Amen. But what else? Now, and be healed. Hallelujah. And be healed. Oh, you've been a sufferer long a time, but it's now time to stand. The seasons are changing. Things are happening. Oh, hallelujah. I know they're happening. I've seen them happen. Amen. I've seen devils cast out in his name. Amen. I've seen them. Are you with me? I've seen cancer healed. I've seen it declared dead and go back to the doctor and healed by the grace of God. Amen. I just had a brother, you know, that in my church that was had the he's had right at 30 stents that's been put in his heart. They gave him up for dead. He wanted to come to the meeting. He said, I desire to come to the meetings. That's my desire, Brother Tim. I said, well, then it'll be then just as you desire. God will give you the desires of your heart. He was there for the fall meetings on Wednesday night all the way through. A man that they had called the family in and said he's dying and there's no hope for him anymore. Amen. Just 4 months ago, or a little more than 4 months ago, about 6 months ago now, he called me. He said, Brother Tim, he said, you know, they told me that I had cancer. They said, it's all through my body. It's in my bones. It's in my bloodstream. And said, you got cancer in 50% of your body. And so he said, they can't give me chemotherapy because of my heart condition. And he said, but, you know, so he said that, but the other day I went to the doctor. He said, I went back to the doctor and the doctor said, let me shake the hand of an awesome man. Hadn't been able to give you chemotherapy, just a little something for your immune system. But I'll tell you something, I want you to know, we just took your test. We can't find the trace of cancer anymore. And your heart is completely normal. Hallelujah. I don't know how a heart is normal with 30 stents in it, but that's what the doctor said. Amen. Because our God is a God who is a healer and a deliverer. Amen. It's time for healing to come into the church of the living God. It's time for us to realize by his stripes we are healed. It's the biggest discredit to the message of the hour for there not to be healing and miracles and deliverance in the house of God when God put it in the word and he ain't never taken back. Amen. And he's there tonight, here tonight to manifest that word and bring healing to everyone. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. I'm closing now. Amen. I know this is a little longer than what you are normally on Wednesday night, but that's okay. I'm fixing to go home in a minute. You'll have your regular preacher back. Somebody that can do it right. But Brother Branham tells about a dream that he had. And he said, I had a dream. And he said, in this I saw Brother Roy Borders. Said his eyes were half closed. A big cancer was something over his eyes. And he said that someone was trying to pull me away from him. And I screamed, Brother Borders, in the name of the Lord Jesus, snap out of that. Hallelujah. He could barely speak. Said, Brother Branham, it'll have to take more than this. And I just can't grasp it. Brother Branham, I just can't grasp it. And I said, Brother Borders, I love him. And somebody pulled me away. And I looked. There was a lady that was standing over here, a little boy. When I was a little boy, I used to haul groceries from the grocery store to the people's. Her name was Miss Fenton. She lives in Jeffersonville, a personal friend of my wife and I. And he said, she said, Brother Branham, deliver us from this. This is a house of hell. And he said, she said, you've been misunderstood, and you misunderstood these people too. They're fine people. And I looked over there, and was a big cellar, big walls, down beneath a great big cave. It was great big iron bars, 8 or 10 inches thick, and people out of their mind and twisted arms and legs, beating their heads like that. And she was crying, saying, deliver the people, Brother Branham. Help us, we're in trouble. She said, I know her. She belongs to the Church of the Brethren. And he said, I looked around. I said, I wish I could. I looked at my little body, big, great big iron bars, and those poor people in there. You couldn't get to them. Them big iron bars were sitting close together. And I looked, and they were beating their heads like that out of their minds. And I seen some lights flickering around in there. And I looked up and I saw the Lord Jesus with lights of rainbows around him. And he was looking straight right at me and said, deliver those people. And he went away. And I thought, well, how can I deliver them? I haven't got strength enough in my arms to break those bars. So I said, house of hell, give way to the name of Jesus Christ. And all the creaking and popping and the rocks rolling and the bars are falling and people running and screaming, delivered, screaming at the top of their voice, and all was delivered. Did you hear the word of the Lord tonight? All were delivered. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, you've suffered long enough. It's time for you to take your stand on the word and be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. House of hell, give way to the name of Jesus Christ. You've got to let God's people go. The word has been released for this end time. Oh, you suffer. It's time to stand and be healed. Amen. Won't you raise your hands to God right now and say, Lord, that's me. Lord, I'm quitting worrying. I'm quitting fearing. I'm quitting disbelieving. I'm laying all of that aside. And right now, oh God, right now, I'm going to stand on your word, Lord. Amen. I'm not standing because I feel it. I'm standing because you said it. And your word cannot fail. That's where my faith rests, is on the unfailing word of God. Lord Jesus, tonight you know every need that is here. They have heard a word from the Lord that has told them tonight their suffering is only temporary. And it's only for a season. And it's only a light momentary affliction. And it is going to pass. And may they realize tonight, this thing is going to pass. This trouble I have dealt with, this thing that has plagued my life, this thing that has bothered me in my spirit, this thing that has tormented my home, this thing that has caused trouble in my marriage, this thing that has caused problems with my children. You, Satan, you're only temporary. And you're coming to an end. And tonight there's a changing of the season. And in this season, God is going to restore everything back to his church. And right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we claim the blood that was shed at Calvary. And may the blood of Jesus be against you, Satan. We bind your power. We bind your evil spirit. We bind everything that you've done to God's people and say, Satan, we cast you out now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we proclaim liberty to the children of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Won't you just rejoice in him right now? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. We just bless your name, Lord. We glorify you. For you're worthy, Lord. There's none like you. My God is Jehovah. My God is God. Hallelujah. Amen. When you stand, the chains are going to fall off. Amen. And when you take your stand on that word, your chains are going to drop. You're going to be free. You're going to have freedom like you've never known. And victory like you've never had. Amen. It's promised a tremendous victory in the love divine. God has a tremendous victory in the Holy Ghost for every one of us. Amen. Oh, when we begin to praise him, when we begin to thank him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing me, Lord. Thank you for your deliverance. Thank you for your promise. Thank you that you're doing what you said. Thank you for your deliverance, Lord. Thank you that you never left us and you won't leave us. Thank you that I can give all my hurts and all my fears and all my worries. I can just place them in your hands tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It doesn't matter what the doctor said. What has God said? It doesn't matter what your feelings are telling you. What does God say? Doesn't matter how long you've been in this affliction, you're just fixing to get a bigger harvest. The blessings are going to get more. The glories are going to be greater. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. you lay your hands on somebody right now? The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and God shall raise them up. You've been through a lot of trials, been through a lot of hurts. Maybe you've been disappointed by preachers. Maybe even you heard something I said one time that might have disappointed you or hurt you. I don't know. God knows. If it is, I'm sorry. I want to help God's people. Let's just come clean before Him right now. Maybe you've been a little backslidden in your heart. Maybe you've fallen down. Maybe you're like Peter, that you're there and you're wallowing there and the waves are about to overtake you. You know what I would do tonight? I'd say, Lord, save me. I perish. I perish. The waves are about to overtake me. This God will reach down. He won't leave you there. He'll reach down to you and help you to walk on water again. Maybe the serpent was bound and he's got loose in your life. Maybe some unbelief loosed him. But you can bind him again. God wants you to be victorious. God wants you to be an overcomer. I want you to invite him right now. Say, Lord, I'm going to be like that little woman right now. I'm just going to confess my sins. Say, Lord, like Brother Branham said, forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of my unbelief. We frustrate and we doubt and we fear. You told us not to. And we worry. And I'm guilty. Forgive me. Forgive me. You can wash the vilest of sinners. You can certainly take the mistakes of ours along the journey away and put them in the blood of Jesus. Whatever we've done, just confess it to Him. Say, now, Lord, I'm going to pin these promises to me. I'm going to take them right now to my heart. I'm taking them right there for my need, for my life, for my family. I'm accepting it now in Jesus' name. From this day on, I'm walking in victory. I'm starting to make a confession because I'm standing now. I'm taking a stand on that word. And I know he'll always back up his word. He can't go back on it. He has to stand true to it. And Lord, tonight, I'm going to be healed. My marriage is going to be healed. My home is going to be healed. My children are going to be healed. My spouse is going to be healed. My church is going to be healed. Lord, there's going to be healing in every facet of our lives because you promised it. And we believe your promise. Lord, we believe it right now. And in the name of Jesus, I pronounce this blessings upon them, Lord. For you are the author of life and the giver of all gifts. Now let your blessings just come upon your church tonight as you just bathe us down with the Holy Spirit. And we just worship you, Lord. And we feel that release from our unbelief and our fears right now. And we just give it all to you, Jesus. It's been bigger than we can handle. It's more than we can deal with. So we cast all our burdens on you, for you care for us. In Jesus' name, I speak healing to them. Now in Jesus' name, be healed for God's glory. Hallelujah. 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 I'm healed, Jesus. I'm healed. I'm set free, Jesus. Spirits just left me. Troubles just gone. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't take hands laid on you. Just take some one moment of believing in His presence. I'm healed, Jesus. I accept that healing, Lord. I accept your salvation. I forgive. Accept that for forgiveness of my sins. I accept your mercies. Oh, those mercies. Those mercies. Savior.
Is that your desire tonight? Let's worship the Lord together. Oh, we're crying, Savior. Oh, Savior. Hear my humble cry. What he means to you tonight. Thou the spring of all my comfort. Lord, you mean more than life to me. Oh, who have I honored? I'm gonna keep on believing. Though others fall away, I'll keep on receiving. Oh, for I'm fully persuaded. I'm persuaded of His word, and I'm standing. So by the grace of God, I'll keep on believing. Is that how you feel tonight? Oh Lord, I'm determined. Whatever comes, whatever goes, Lord, I'll keep on believing. Though others fall away, I'll keep on receiving. Lord, for I'm of your word, and I'm standing. So by the grace of God, I'll keep on believing. Let's sing it again together. Oh Lord, I'm determined. Is that how you feel? Oh, to keep on believing. Though others fall away, I'll keep on receiving. Yes, Lord. Oh, for I'm fully persuaded of this word, and I'm standing. So by the grace of God, I'll keep on. All one more time together. Let's just worship Him. Oh, Lord, I'm determined. I'll keep on believing. Though others fall away, I'll keep on receiving. Lord, for I'm fully persuaded. Yes, Lord, this word, and I'm standing. So by the grace of God, I'll keep on believing. Amen and amen. It's been good to be in the presence of the Lord tonight. Amen. I don't believe this was just by circumstance that it happened. And for some of the visitors, you may have wondered why some of the home folks started to get a little excited towards the end of the service there. But just a few weeks ago on Sunday mornings, I'd preached a series on dealing with negativity, three parts. And so he preached part four tonight. And then the last two Sunday mornings, I've been on the spirit of bondage. And Sunday morning at the end of service, I read that exact same quote, house of hell, turn loose to the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't believe that was by accident, that of all the quotes and all the sermons that he could have picked, he read that one to close the service tonight. I believe God's trying to tell us something. Amen. You're delivered. Amen. There's no reason for anybody to go out of here bound or sick or depressed or discouraged or afraid. Amen. The word's been preached. The scripture said, and God sent His word and healed them. Amen. I know there's several brothers here tonight, my own dad and different ones with stents in their heart, but yet God is able to come and heal. God's able to move. There's many with different sicknesses, financial situations, family situations. But as Brother Tim told us tonight, it's temporary. The enemy is temporary, but you're not temporary tonight by the grace of God. Amen. I like what he said. Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. Amen. Well, in this atmosphere, I know it's a little later than normal, but it's okay. You'll just go out and talk in the parking lot if we dismiss, so in this atmosphere and presence of the Holy Spirit, I wonder if there's anybody that needs prayer tonight. If you would come at this time while our brother's with us and the other minister brothers, if there's any that do come, you other minister brothers that's here tonight are welcome to come and join in prayer with us. But let's sing this tonight. This is how I feel after a sermon like that. Amen. If you don't know it, it's 294 in your hymn book. Oh, too many miles behind me, there's too many trials are through, Lord, and too they help me to remember. Oh, I've got too much to gain, to lose. Is that how you feel about it tonight? Oh, there are too many sunsets. They lie behind the mountain. Oh, I know too many rivers. Lord, my feet have walked through. To gain, to lose. Oh Lord, I've crossed the hot burning. God's trying to do something for you tonight. Oh, I was struggling for the right road to choose, but I knew some. That's one word the bride won't use. Oh, there are too many sunsets. They lie behind the mountain. Oh, I know too many rivers. Lord, my feet have walked through. They're waiting over yonder. Oh, I've got too much to gain, to lose. Let's sing it again together tonight. Oh, there are too many sunsets. They lie behind the mountain. Oh, and too many rivers. Oh, we've been made more than conquerors, overcomers in this life. Oh, we've been made victorious.
Christ. the glory to Jesus. Oh, and we'll tell of His love. Oh, yes, we'll tell. Oh, what a great love. Oh, yes, we'll give all the glory to Jesus.
Oh, it's that blood that gives me strength. For his mercy, it rewrote my life. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God's mercy, it rewrote my life. Oh, when I should have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy, oh, it rewrote my life. Thank you, Jesus. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Oh, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's not my father or my mother, but it's me, oh Lord, I'm standing in the need of prayer. Not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, oh Lord, I'm standing in the need of prayer.
Need of prayer. Oh, it's me. It's me.
the morning till I lay my head to rest. I am blessed. Oh, I am blessed. Oh, I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. Oh, we are often tossed and driven on a restless sea of time. Somber skies, howling tempest, oft succeed a bright sunshine. In that land of perfect day, when the mists have rolled away, we will understand it better by and by. Of the things that life demands, one of food, one of shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. But I'm trusting in my Lord, and according to His word, we will understand it better by and by. Oh, sing it by. Hidden snares often take us unaware, and our hearts are made to bleed by some thoughtless word or deed. And we wonder why this test, when we've tried to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, this is how I fight my battles. 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 Oh, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Lord, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Oh, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. Oh, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. Oh, it may look like I'm defeated, but I retreat into you. Oh, it may look like I'm defeated, but I'll retreat into you. Lord, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. Oh, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. Oh, Jesus, will you fight my battles? Jesus, will you fight my battles? Oh, Jesus, will you fight my battles? Jesus, will you fight my battles? When I know that I need healing, my healing healing comes from in you. Lord, when I know that I need healing, my healing comes from in you. Lord, this is how I fight my battles. Oh, this is how I fight my battles. Lord, this is how I fight my battles. Oh, this is how I fight my battles. Well, it may look like you're surrounded, but we're surrounded by Him. Oh, it may look like you're surrounded, but we're surrounded by Him. Oh, this is how we fight our battles. Lord, this is how we fight our battles. Oh, this is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. When I know that I need peace, my peace, it comes from in you. Oh, Lord, when I know that I need peace, my peace, it comes from in you. Lord Jesus, will you fight my battles? Will you fight my battles? Lord Jesus, will you fight my battles? Oh, Jesus, will you fight my battles? When it looks like I'm defeated, when it looks like I'm defeated, then I retreat into you. Oh, Lord, when it looks like I'm defeated, then I retreat into you. Oh, this is how I fight my battles. This is how we fight. Oh, it's how the Christian fights our battles. Lord, this is how I fight my battles.
Amen. You love the Lord tonight? Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe we'll hear testimonies of healing, deliverance, victory. Amen. 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 God's good, isn't He? Amen. Amen. I don't know where to end, Brother Arnie, but why don't you come and dismiss us, and we'll end there. Amen. Thank God for His presence amongst His people. Amen. Lord bless you.
Let's pray. Precious Lord, we're so grateful tonight that out of 7 or 8 billion people on this planet, you've chosen us. Lord, we may not be a great number, but we'll never be forgotten. And Lord, we're so grateful that we can stand here tonight with our sins forgiven. And Lord, we can forgive one another, but something that is even greater is that you not only have forgiven us our sins, but you've forgotten them. Amen. How grateful we are for that, Lord. We stand tonight with our sins forgiven and forgotten. And we thank you, Lord, for the word that has come forth tonight. And I pray that you continue to let it cause us to grow and to gain strength and to walk in victory, Lord. And I pray that you'd bless our faithful brother that labored here at this pulpit, Lord. I pray that you'd continue to anoint him and give him strength. And I pray, Father, that the joy of the Lord would continue to help us to carry on. We'll give you the praise and honor. It's in Jesus' name that we ask. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Greet one another as you go. Let's sing this together as we do.
Oh, walk with me, Lord.